Blog Talk Radio.
To God, who is the head of my life. We thank you for being with us tonight for another chapter of the Warfare Hour. give honor to God, and we bless those that have given us this opportunity in the guise of the Kingdom Builders International for allowing us to be able to come to you again on this Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana. We've been blessed again to be in the sanctuary of the Living Way Christian Center. And we just got a wonderful prayer from our covering apostle, Leonard Emmons. We just thank God for you, for Apostle Emmons, for being the man of God that you are. And we continue to lift you and your family up in prayer, as we do all of our listeners. We pray that you've had a wonderful week. We pray that those prayers that we gave you, that they were wonderful prayers, that you used them on a daily basis to edify yourself and to strengthen yourself in your resolve and going forth. And as always, we pray that you came prepared today to receive that from the Lord which he has for you. Father, we come even right now, oh God, just saying, remove Carlton, oh God, and let this your servant be a blessing to those that hear your words. He or she that have an ear, oh God, let them hear what you have to say, Father, through this your vessel. We pray that the anointing is high on tonight, and that those that are listening, oh God, shall receive the deliverance if necessary, the guidance, kind or educational word, oh God, something that will uplift them, Father, and give them the breakthrough that they need, Father, to continue on in the discovery of their purpose towards you and their ability to go forth and to do what it is that you have for them and to be a good steward of those gifts which you've left in their behalf and in their care. We declare and decree it to be so in the precious name of Jesus, and all that agree, say amen, amen, amen. Yes, we had a wonderful time on last week. We were blessed that we had Prophet Matthew Barnes, one of our founding members of, and we are the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church here in the City of Gary International. And we're striving to be all that God says we could be. He has given us the mandate that a failure is not an option. We also have the mandate that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We believe that we're able to do that because we do seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And as the scriptures say, that all these things shall be added unto us. And we believe that we're able to do that because we do trust in the Lord with all our heart. We intend not to lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we acknowledge him so that he can lead, guide, and direct our paths. We recognize that we must study to show ourselves approved unto him, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. And we pray that as we prepare on today to go forth with the word of God, that you will prepare yourself through whatever media you intend to use on today, whether it's electronic, whether it's paper and pencil, pen. But we do expect that you will take some type of notes, that we've been inspiring you to take notes. And we pray that as you take the notes, that you be incited or excited to, that we would say something that would make you want to dig further in the scriptures, learn more about his wonderful, glorious word. Amen. And as we do every week, we ask that you will repeat this affirmation with us. It comes from Psalms 119 and verse 18, and it goes like this: open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119, verse 18, basically said, please let me understand what it is that I'm getting ready to do, what I'm getting ready to see, what I'm getting ready to hear, for the edification of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I got that particular scripture from our pastor, my deceased pastor, Pastor Benjamin Holmes of the New Friendship Baptist Church here in the city of Gary. He's the founder of that, founding member of that church, of that ministry. And for over 53 years, he served God in the capacity as the pastor of New Friendship. And a wonderful man of God, one of the pioneers here in the city of Gary. And he is greatly missed. Amen. We did talk about the things that continue to plague us as those of us in the body of Christ. We recognize that, as we've said, that the marriages have continually are under attack. And as we said, well, at least 21 times, we're going to keep talking about briefly, at least through prayer concerning marriage. Now, we also share with you, those of you that are single, that we are married. If you're single, you're married to Jesus. We are, all of us, in the kingdom of the bride of Christ. And so this marriage is of the apostolic and of the prophetic spiritually, and it also is of the natural of the husband and the wife, amen? And so we ask that you all would pray it and that none would be left out, amen? This is a prayer for a harmonious marriage. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us. Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Father, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, O God, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly. Father, we esteem it as precious, worthy, and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted. And Father, we believe and say that we are humble-minded. Father, we seek peace. And because we seek peace, Father, it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance. Father, because we follow after love and because we dwell in peace, O God, our prayers are not hindered in any way. And that's in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of yours, the great I am. O Father, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially again of the natural, O God, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity. Because it is founded on your word, and because it is rooted and grounded in your love. Father, 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 we decree this day, we decree this day, we decree this day that we have a marriage of the apostolic. We have a marriage of the prophetic, and especially of the natural, O God, which is made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Amen, amen, amen. And just out of curiosity, if anyone wants to know some of the references of the information that comprises this harmonious marriage. And again, you can take a listen to the previous renditions, or you can even listen to this rendition later on if you're using that as your means of electronic communications. Well, the references, scripture references for the harmonious marriage come from Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10. Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, and Ephesians 3, verse 13 and verse 17, and Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful, magnificent name. Oh, last week, we had a wonderful, powerful rendition dealing with forgiveness. Our topic was, do yourself a favor, forgive. And the essence of that forgiveness came with a series of ways to discover if you have unforgiveness. We spoke of six ways for you to determine if you have unforgiveness. Very quickly, one way is that unforgiveness always keeps score. number two, unforgiveness always boasts of its own record. Unforgiveness, number three, always complains. Number four, unforgiveness alienates, divides, and it separates. Number five, unforgiveness accuses, it exposes, and it continues to bring up the offense that a person has done. Number six, unforgiveness is always angry and jealous when someone it is angry with gets blessed. Ooh, remember we talked about these things and we had a very powerful discussion. One of the things that I like to bring to your attention that we did talk about, it says, what about me? What about me? Jealousy, anger, and unforgiveness will provoke terrible and ungodly behavior. And we want to keep these things out of our life. And basically what it all boiled down to is that forgiveness is a decision. It is not a feeling. We had wonderful panel discussions by Prophet Matthew Barnes and our own founder of the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International, Prophetess Teresa Docks. And they laid out so many wonderful and challenging things for us to take a look at. I pray that if you didn't take good notes, that you would review last week's podcast. And that's one for the archives. And that's one you want to go back and listen to over and over again, because that unforgiveness is the one thing that could keep us out of the kingdom. Amen. All right. We praise God for you all today. And God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. Jeremiah 29 chapter and verse 11. This week, just before we get started, I want to acknowledge some folks that have been instrumental in my life that prepared me in the apostolic in ways and areas that have strengthened me as a warrior for Christ. When we came up even with the name of Warrior for Christ, there's some apostles and prophets here in this area that is doing some mighty works. And we want to always acknowledge those that are in the kingdom that are doing wonderful and marvelous things that are assisting the body. And here in the city of Gary, at one time we had the Gary version of Heroes Camp at the Salvation Army. It was run by Brother James and Brother James and Prophet Raphael. And these men of God had these children coming in to play basketball at the Salvation Army. We was playing warfare music, and we were really praying in tongues and teaching these kids how to have the evidence of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The baptism of the Holy Spirit in these kids was boys and girls playing basketball, learning values, and learning the spirit of mentorship of fathers and sons. And but they were under the auspices of Apostle Willie Coates Jr. and Prophet Pat Magley. At the time, it was Living Way Christian Center. It's now Antioch Christian Center in South Bend, Indiana. And everyone that in this area, at least it started out quarterly and then it was monthly, they were having what's known as, they were having these wonderful worship experiences, prayer and worship, extraordinary prayer and worship. And I mean, you would run to get to these fellowships. And a lot of recordings were made, and we've shared many of the music with some of you all over the country. And they have plenty of music out there under a different record label. And we're going to be featuring some of their music probably in the next several weeks. But the pastor there, Prophet Jeff, these men, and Pastor Barbara, these men and women of God will have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer. They had Apostle Ani, man of God, that prays so fervently that we even patterned some of our prayer language just to recover to, you know, even to have the prayer language as strong as his. And some of you have mentors and folks in your life that you need to acknowledge. You need to recall and remember those that catapulted you, those that put you in a place of consciousness, because these folks are still on the battlefield. These folks are still doing wonderful and marvelous things in the body of Christ. And so as we find out more information about things that are going on with them, we'll share that with you. But we just want you to know that even now, it takes nothing away from where we are now, because we're so pleased and so blessed that God, through this dispensation of time, has placed the people that we're in contact with, that's opened up so many different doors to allow us to be able to come to you and to give information to you. But we share all these music these musical experiences and these concepts with everybody that we come in contact with. And so we pray that you would do the same thing. You would share what you have. Open up your hands, men and women of God. Don't have a closed, clenched fist. That's how we grow. That's how we become greater in the kingdom. The kingdom has access to everybody. And what you need to understand is when your hand is closed, nothing can get in, nothing can go out. But when your hand is open, everything can go out and everything can be gathered in. And that's really what the kingdom is about. You can even recall all through the scriptures, Jesus gave plenty of examples about the kingdom. There's a dear man of God from, I believe it was Bahamas, Miles Monroe. It's either Bahamas or Jamaica. But Miles Monroe talks about kingdom unlike pretty much anyone that I know. Because he understands the kingdom principle, and he's got so many books that he's written concerning the kingdom principles. And everything is access to the King of Kings. The King of Kings tells us that the cattle on a thousand hills is his, but guess what? There's 10,000 million hills. Each one of those hills, there's access to those of us that's in the body of Christ, to utilize what's on those hills for the upbuilding of his kingdom. As we go forth, you know, God has declared that man, he wanted man to be special when he made him. He breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. It was his intention that everything that we do is in accordance with the kingdom principle. We have to be mentors. We're to be fathers. And we're to mentor our sons and our daughters. Last week, we had a Friday night flow. We talked about the prophetic gifts. And we talked about the ability of what God gave us, the ability to covet. You know, in the scriptures, when he gave the Ten Commandments, he gave us a few things that he told us not to covet, such as another man's wife or things of that nature. But later on, as the world continued to evolve, he gave us the ability and the opportunity to do some coveting. And the things he told us to covet are the perfect or the higher gifts. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, it talks about some specific gifts that's in the kingdom. And also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, it talks about a gift. But what we found is that many times when we talk about those gifts that's listed in those two chapters, sometimes we place emphasis on some gifts more than we do other gifts. And often, some things get left out of the translation based on the things that are going on in our lives or the person that is actually teaching. But before we go into those gifts, I'd like for you to turn to Psalms 112. Psalms 112 and verse 1 through verse 4. This is in keeping with the mentoring of what I told you a few seconds ago of those men and women that's been in our lives. And it's also in keeping with Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26, when God created man, he gave man dominion and power. And he breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. He wanted man to be in his image, in his likeness. And with that in mind, he had high expectations for man. Adam was a perfect man. In the scriptures, there are several men that were upright. Many of them are talked about in Hebrews 11th chapter. Those upright men that had a wonderful measure of faith. But here, reading out of the King James Version, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there are ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness." Verse 5, "A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion." Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. In the Amplified, it reads a little bit different, and it goes on to explain some things in this manner. 112, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, which is happy, fortunate to be envied, is the man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments." And the reference here is Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, and verse 12. Verse 2, "His spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." Verse 3, "Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright, gracious, compassionate, and just, who are in right standing with God." Verse 5, "It is well with the man who deals generously in lands, who conducts his affairs with justice." Earlier we talked about the harmonious marriage, and I told you that it's just not a marriage of the carnal. It's not just a marriage of the physical. It's not just a marriage of the natural, but it's a supernatural marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic way of looking at kingdomness. Here in the 112th number of Psalms, we see that praising the Lord puts us in a position to be blessed, to be happy, and to be fortunate. But it also puts us in a position that we are envied, we are feared, and we are revered, because we worship the Lord. We delight greatly in his commandments. We understand that his commandments are for our good. We understand that there's power in living up to the commandments. Those of you that have looked on the internet, Facebook, on my page, maybe you'll notice that I did something. I wrote a little thing concerning a name change. And I shared with you on last week, I believe it was, that in order to honor my father and my mother, some things happened, and the Lord spoke to me about how I can both honor them both. I'll share with you very quickly. When my mother passed in 2003, I discovered that I had two birth certificates. And so I said, whoa. All my life I was one name, and I recognize that because I didn't live with my father, I didn't have my father's last name. I had my mother's maiden name. And so therein lies Apostle Carlton Clark. Well, I sent off for an official birth certificate, and to my surprise, Carlton Clark was not what was on my original birth certificate. So I had a dilemma. I needed to do something, and so I prayed. And what the Lord shared with me is that the way that I can honor both my mother and my father is to take both names. All my life I had a problem with ladies having hyphenated names. It's out of ignorance. Yes, I said it. It was out of my ignorance. And I believe that a man that discovers that he's made errors and corrects those errors is a wise man. And so in the wisdom of recognizing that even though it wasn't my error, I needed to acknowledge the father that I really hadn't acknowledged and really didn't want to because of the things that had happened to me in my life. I was afraid to give him any honor because it didn't appear that he had ever done anything to give me any honor. Again, unwise thinking, and I had to repent. My father recently passed. As a matter of fact, he passed last year, 2 days before my birthday. And the Lord allowed me to know that he was in a greater place than I ever anticipated, and that he was saved. The Lord made it well with my heart for me to understand that. And so when he shared with me through the Holy Spirit a few weeks ago, the remedy to honor my mother and my father, the scriptures tell us in Deuteronomy, when he gave the commandments to Moses, one of the things in the commandments said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days might be long on the earth. There's a wonderfulness in honoring your parents. And that's the only commandment that had a promise. That's no coincidence. And so I honored my mother and my father, or my father and my mother, by adding my father's last name to my name. Therein lies Apostle Carlton, and I never had a middle name. I found out I did have a middle name. So therein lies Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. But here it says, blessed, happy, and fortunate to be envied is the man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord. I believe in the things that I read. I believe in the things that I say. I do study to show myself approved of the God. I seek first the kingdom of God. I ask God what is his desire for me. And you need to do the same thing. But here it says that a man that blesses, or who is righteous and is a father, is a blessing to the family. That's what this Psalms 112 is saying. It goes on to say in verse 2, they say that his spiritual offspring should be mighty upon the earth. By me honoring my father, I could be a mighty man of God. God was using me anyway, in spite of my ignorance. But now he can use me even more because I've acknowledged and added some years to my life spiritually by being obedient. A righteous father is a blessing to the family. When a father declares allegiance to God and the family establishes an altar, they can really and truly be blessed. Establishing an altar is something that many of us should really take a look at. And to justify a little bit of where I'm going, if you will turn to Luke, the 8th chapter, this is going in a little different direction, but I'm going to tie it all in. If you'll turn to Luke, the 8th chapter, and verse 10. Remember a few minutes ago we talked about the spiritual gifts. And I shared with you about 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. It talks about the spiritual gifts. It also talks about the spiritual gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 2. And we are going to get to those scriptures in just a second, but I want to tie it in with this scripture here. Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 10. And it reads, "And he said," and this he is Jesus, "unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God," the mysteries of the kingdom of God, "but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Let's go back over that again. "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables." Here, what's happening is Jesus was ministering, and he was beginning to, you know, he taught in parables. And the disciples began to ask him what was the meaning of the parables, or why was it that he spoke in parables. You know, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, amen? And so Jesus was able, because of his divine anointing, even though he talked in parables, the people were still blessed. He set it up that way because his intention was for the preachers to be the ones to go out and to share the good news. He eventually, in the creation of the church, made sure that everybody was going to be able to have what it says here in verse 10, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but that time had not yet come." And so he was training up those that were going to be able to do what, in fact, he did. We talked a few months ago concerning the Lord's Prayer. And the true Lord's Prayer is John, the 17th chapter, or the disciples' prayer. It's not the one that we so readily speak of in "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." But it's the one where Jesus talked to the Father, his Father, and said, "I have trained them. I have taught them. I have given them all that you have given me, and they understand and accept me. Now anoint them, Father, with the same blessings, with the same anointing that you anointed me with. Give them the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Send them your Holy Spirit, that they'll be able to go out and do what it is that I've instructed them to do, for they have believed all that I have taught them. They have seen and have gone out and done those things which I've showed them, Father, in your name." And he prayed for them and for us that are here on the earth now, that we would be able to receive. We, you know, shared with you a few months ago, to read John the 17th chapter, because every kingdom-minded member needs to know what Jesus said on our behalf. See, we know that he died for us. We know that he was crucified. We know that he had the passion. We recognize that he was beat, spat upon. We know all of that, but we don't know well enough those things that he said to the Father on our behalf. Here again, as we even go back to Psalms 112, verse 3, it says, prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. That's for any of us that is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. If you will turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, I'm going to tie in the mysteries, but before I tie in the mysteries, I'm going to show you what the gifts, as we talked about earlier, what the gifts, what God said the gifts are in the kingdom. I pray that you're following along with me and that I'm being a blessing to you right now, because these are weapons of warfare, and it's our intention that because it's a warfare hour, that you will always be able to receive what it is that you can use to fight a wonderful warfare. The 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians is talking about all the spiritual gifts, all of the spiritual gifts. But we're concentrating on verse 28. Saying God sent some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And now I'm going to tie in, and we'll come back to that, but we're going to tie in chapter 13 and verse 2. And what I want to caution you before I tie it in is, generally when this scripture here is read, the emphasis is placed on the last portion of the scripture, or the C clause, D clause of the scripture. But we're not concentrating on the D clause of the scripture. We're concentrating on the B part of the scriptures. Verse 2 says, and though I have the gifts, more than one, of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, which is translated love, I am nothing. What happens is many times when we hear this scripture, chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, the emphasis is on us having these gifts and not having love, that we're nothing. And that is true, and it's perfect, and it's wonderful. But the key, and what's often missed, is that there's another gift that's listed there. And until recently, I don't know many people that have been teaching on that gift. And I want to share it and bring it in with Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 10, because there it talked about the mysteries, understanding the mysteries. Chapter 13, verse 2 in the Amplified reads, therefore, he who resists and sets himself up against the authority, I'm over here in Romans. Okay. Guess what? I make a mistake every now and again, but I caught it quickly enough. And here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse too. One thing about the scripture is when you start reading the scripture that don't sound right and you know where you're going, the Holy Spirit will say, hold up a minute there, young fella. And that's what he did to me just then. And then you gotta have some fun with studying, because this is fun. This is like Apostle say, F-U-N. This is some fun. It's more than just getting goosebumps on you. It's more than just the hair on the back of your neck standing up. When you can like dissect the Word of God, and you can expand the Word of God, and you can extort the Word of God, and you can tell others about the Word of God, that's a thrilling, wonderful anointing not to be played with. It's not to be a dilly-dally with. It's, you are to take serious that you've been entrusted to render the Word of God to His people. And so you want to be able to give it the way God wants it to be given, not the way you want to give it. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, and if I have prophetic powers, which is the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing. I am a useless nobody. But remember, when we was over in Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 10, and it says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and that is translated veiled or hidden teachings. God intends for us to understand the veiled and hidden teachings so that we can tell others about it. If you are in the fivefold, if you are in what we just read in verse 12, the apostles, which is special messengers, the prophets, which is inspired preachers and expounders, or you are a teacher, then you have wonder workers, the ability to heal the sick, and you're a helper, administrator. If you are operating in the gifts that God has given you, and even the gift of understanding hidden mysteries, you are to share that information. I talked with you earlier about your hands being open and not being closed. If your hands are open, you can share what God has given you. I'm pausing because I'm expecting some a wonderful surprise to happen. But I understand that God is always in control. God puts us in a position to be the head, not the tail. He puts us in a position to be the lender. Remember earlier we read that? Says that we have to be the lender. If we're to be prosperous, remember we talked about a godly man is wonderful for his family. It says, for I know the plans I have for you. Remember the opening prayer? It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. The things that I read every week, I really hope that you pay attention to these things, because these are proclamations and declarations that God intends for us to have. It plans to give you hope and a future. It says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And that's really what it's all about. Do you want God to listen to you? Do you? What is it that you have to do in order for God to listen to you? Think about some of the things that is not mantras, but the things that we stand by here at the Welfare Hour. We believe the failure is not an option. I pray that you come back every week because you believe the failure is not an option. Now, it's not about Apostle Clark Richardson. It's not about me. It's about you believing that failure is not an option because you believe that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. But see, there's some stuff that's got to happen for you to be able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Turn to Philippians. We're gonna take a look at that. I mean, it's a lot of stuff we say all the time. And sometimes we really need to take a look at it and see why is it that scripture is so prevalent in our mind? Why is it that we remember that scripture? Why is it that we call upon that scripture so much? How is it that that scripture is so easily remembered? You know, is it because we heard it so much and then, but we don't know that there's a reason for it? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But guess what, men and women of God? It's 12 more scriptures before that. It's some stuff that was going on in order for you to get to the you can do all things through Christ. Verse 4 says you got to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. If you rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice, then yes, you can do all things through Christ, who is the Lord, which strengthens you. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. What is moderation? That means that we're not to do anything in excess. We're not to overeat. We're not to overdrink. We're not to overthink. We're not to overparty. We can do pretty much anything that's not a sin in moderation. That's what it's saying. In order for us to be able to do all things through Christ, it says here, let your moderation be known unto all men. Let other men see that you're not one, and that's men and women, you're not one that does anything in excess. In order for you to be able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, verse 6 says you got to be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. That means you got to be a praying man or woman. You got to be giving thanksgiving and praise unto your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But see, even before you get there, it says, and the peace of God, verse 8, verse 7, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That means your heart got to be renewed, your mind got to be renewed, and it's got to be kept by Jesus. These is some of the all things. Of the all things is rejoicing, moderation, being careful for nothing, and the peace so far. That's some powerful stuff, is it not? Then it gets into a myriad of things for you to do. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. You got to put yourself in the mind to think on wise things. That's I can do all things. You got to do. These are all of the things that you can do through Christ who strengthens you. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, which is in Christ. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Men and women of God, if you are a mentor, if you are a father figure, if you are raising up sons and daughters, which is the kingdom-minded way of doing things, you need to be doing everything that's listed right here. This is understanding hidden mysteries. This is breaking down the parables. This is putting it in plain English. Then you will have an appreciation for the gift. It says, verse 10, say, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me have flourished again, where you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. We got to learn to be content wherever we are, even when we're going through. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. I know how to be able to take a slap in the face. I know how to abound and be the king of the hill. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. See, often we see things and we think it's an oxymoron. Oxymoron is like being hungry and being full at the same time. It really doesn't make sense, but it makes all the sense in the world. Both to abound and to suffer need. Then we finally get to verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, we know that one. We know that one. Prophet, is you there?
Yes, are I'm you here, there? Apostle. I'm here.
I know you got something to say.
Well, you know, you were talking about the Lord's Prayer, and then you distinguished the difference between the disciples' prayer and Jesus' prayer, how he prayed to God. And
amen.
Those were his words. And when Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray, and you made a good point, because a lot of people don't understand that the difference between the Lord's Prayer and the disciples' prayer that Jesus taught the disciples, you know, how to pray. But I wanted to reiterate on kingdom dominion when you were talking about the mystery of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mind went back to in the beginning when God created the heavens and earth and how he gave his authority and dominion over both heaven and earth to man. And he currently is ruling in authority and in dominion on the earth and all nations and to all people. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As you were saying that, a lot of people try to rule without having Christ, without having him in their lives, and knowing that he have already gave you dominion. He have already given us authority. And so when you were just saying that, my mind just went back to that scripture, because it's so important that we understand what God says about us and how authority will give us the legal right to rule. And dominion is actually doing the ruling itself. And what I mean by that is dominion is the end result of exercising our authority. So taking dominion, and that just stuck in my mind when you said the mysteries of the kingdom. And we can't understand the mysteries of the kingdom because we don't actually understand the kingdom dominion.
Right.
Knowing that failure is not an option. Because in the beginning, God gave us authority and dominion. He said to be fruitful, to multiply, to rule the earth, to rule the fish, the sea. So he gave us directives. And so we sometimes get caught up in the religious system. And we don't rule. We don't, you know, walk in the authority. And when we don't walk in the authority that God has given us, then we will yield and bow to anything. We'll bow to things that we shouldn't bow to. And then we'll eventually give the enemy legal rights to take over and to rule us. And we become, you know, so it's important to know the gifts. It's important to know who you are. It's important to know that Jesus Christ is the King. It's important to know what you're teaching tonight. And, you know, I just wanted to add that in there because when we get stuck in a religious system, sometimes the things of the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom, seem like it's not true. But the religious system is not aligned up with God's will, because the religious system will have you making a man God, or making a woman God, the pastor God. So that's what the religious system does. So kingdom, it's time to learn the mysteries of the kingdom. And when you learn the mysteries of the kingdom, then you won't accept nothing less than abundant life. And you understand that the Son has set us free. The Son, Jesus Christ, we're free. We're free indeed. Free to give, free to receive. As it says in John 8:36, so both giving and receiving is both of those are important, as you were saying,
that's right.
With your hand open. You know, so the biggest spiritual deception, it occurs when people think that they're following the voice of God, but they truly are following man. You know, so it's kingdom time. It's you know, seeking the face of God so that you can truly understand the mysteries of the kingdom. And to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, then you're able to teach. You're able to watch others grow in the kingdom, and knowing that the kingdom of God is at hand, is right now. So that's what I was getting as you were ministering, you know, about the mysteries. And it is hidden mysteries that's going to take God's people getting into his presence and getting into the word and dialing in to 661-449-9911 and other lines that you can get revelation.
Amen.
So I just wanted to add that in with what you were saying.
I appreciate that too. We as we were going forth, even go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. That it's not God's intention that we be ignorant about these spiritual gifts that he has left here in the earth for us. Why is it that the men and women of God in the earth want to remain ignorant? Why is it that men and women of God, there's a simultaneous revival going on here in the city of glory right now, and I'm praying, oh, I'm praying so hard, that men, women, boys, and girls will not finish out these days and end up ignorant. These men and women of God, you know, have a powerful tool at their advantage, and they really need to be able to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit that goes out not only just over this city, over this region, over this country, but that, because it's men and women from all over the country that are here right now. And we really are praying that the men and women of God get revived and get renewed in the mind and in their spirit. But here it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I will not have you ignorant. It's not God's explanation. It's not God's intention that we be ignorant of what it is that he has for us. Here's the one thing that God, I told you earlier in my conversation, God has given us permission to covet. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, it says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Covet earnestly the best gifts. And covet here is basically telling us that we absolutely, positively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, can desire earnestly the best gifts. And he's talked about the gifts throughout chapter 12. And those best gifts that he spoke of is the gifts of prophecy, of tongues, and of love, or charity. He said, cover them. Go after them. Do whatever you can to get them. Go forward. Don't hesitate. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37 through verse 40 says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. That's verse 39, chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet, desire to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. And here I want to caution you, because the last scripture tells us really what is the key to being able to do that with all sincerity and earnestness. It said, let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. And I want to read it out of the Amplified so that you can see, you know, sometimes things are explained just a little bit more in detail in the Amplified. If anyone thinks and claims that he is a prophet, filled with and governed by the Holy Spirit of God and aspired to interpret the divine will and purpose in preaching or teaching. That's what a prophet is. Let me read that again. If anyone thinks and claims that he is a prophet is filled with and governed by the Holy Spirit of God and inspired to interpret the divine will and purpose in preaching or teaching. Or has any other spiritual endowment, are y'all listening, or has any other spiritual endowment, let him understand, recognize, and acknowledge that what I, being Jesus, am writing to you is a command of the Lord. And that says, but if anyone disregards or does not recognize that it is a command of the Lord, he is disregarded and not recognized. He is one whom God knows not. God has given us, I'm telling you about the apostolic and the prophetic and the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic is key. I'm going to keep repeating it. You need to understand God ordained it. There's authority that comes from the power that God gave the men and women of God. He left the church with the disciples, and when they got their power, they became apostles. The power was in the upper room, and it was in Acts. We've talked about it many times, but we got to let you know, that's the hidden mystery. These are hidden mysteries. This stuff is being opened up unto you for you to understand that you can't remove things out of the church that God said is part of the church. It goes on to say, that it is the command of the Lord. He is disregarded and not recognized. He is one whom God knows not. If you say that it says right here, if anyone disregards or does not recognize that this is the command of the Lord, what I just read to you, he is one whom God knows not. If God don't know you, he can't be a pastor, he can't be a preacher, he can't be an evangelist, he can't be a prophet, he can't be an apostle, he can't be one that lays hands on the sick, he can't be one that speaks and that you hear. It says, so, to conclude, my brethren, earnestly desire, verse 39, and set your hearts on prophesying. Prophesying is on being inspired to preach and teach and interpret God's will and purpose. That's all it is. You want to preach, be inspired to preach, teach, and interpret God's will and purpose, and do not forbid or hinder speaking in unknown tongues. I got a real close friend of mine. He's a pastor. God bless him. So he don't believe in tongues. I say, hey, man. and we've had some grievous conversations, and sometimes I just have to step away because all I can do is plant water. God is the one that brings the increase. Men and women of God, don't beat your head against the prick. Plant, water. Everything that we do in life is built around two things, planting and watering. If you get beyond planting and watering, you are setting yourself up for the great W, which is witchcraft. You cannot coerce anyone to do anything. If that is your desire and your will and your whim, you need to go back to verse 39 or verse 38 that I just read. Because it says, if you disregard or do not recognize that it is a command of the Lord, then he knows you not. You don't want to be a hindrance. You want to be a blessing. It says, but all things should be done with regard to decency and propriety and in an orderly fashion. You are not to browbeat the embryos of God. Because you're not the maker of the contents of the embryo. You cannot break the egg. Men and women of God, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Decent and in order. We are to, we're sent from God to preach and to teach and to interpret his word. These are weapons of warfare. You are blessed. You are happy. You are fortunate to be called of God to do these things. Do not abuse what God has given you. Do not allow the authority and the anointing of God. Careful with your words, men and women of God. Don't kill the folks of God. Don't kill the children. Don't feed them or force feed them a meaty meal when they can just barely handle grits. These things that we've been teaching in warfare, men and women of God, is to put you in a position to receive more and more of what God has for you. Here at Living Way Christian Center, where we worship, Apostle often, when we start off, he gives us an opening scripture. which is Acts the 20th chapter and verse 32, and Acts 19 and verse 20. And the reason is such. It says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Sanctified being set apart. And then your response is, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." The word of God is always going to grow. As the word of God grows, it's going to prevail. It's going to, you're going to break yokes. You got to overcome obstacles, ladies and men of God. Mightily grew the word of God. We've been commended to God by the men and women of God, so that the word of his grace is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance amongst all that will receive it. Remember, we're kings and priests unto our God. That's why we're entitled to an inheritance. The title is the cattle on a thousand hills. It's the everything that's in the kingdom. We have entitlement to everything that's in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. I have an announcement. I thank you for being with us on today. On tomorrow, we're going to be having our second men's encounter here in the City of Glory at 235 West 40th Avenue at the Living Way Christian Center here in the City of Glory. We're going to be talking about some wonderful things. We're going to get together. We're going to have anointed worship and mentoring sessions. We're going to be talking about just the men, ladies. We're trying to take our rightful place and get ourselves in a position to be all that God wants us to be. It's going to begin at 10 o'clock. PM. We're going to ask that you be here at 9:30 if you want to be in that setting the atmosphere part. And we're going to be here from 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on tomorrow, which is April the 20th. And we're going to be here until 6:30 a.m. on the 21st. And we will command the morning. We're going to have anointed worship. We're going to have mentoring. We're going to have prophetic insight. Inspired movie and analysis. We're going to have straight talk. We're going to have spiritual commanding of the morning. We're going to talk about issues that affect men. We're going to talk about how to be better fathers, better brothers, better uncles, better cousins, better husbands, better preachers, better men in the community. And so be with us on tomorrow at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th Avenue here in the City of Glory. We're going to open the lines now for those of you that may want to share with us what the Lord gave you on today, and then we'll continue. Amen?
Amen. Apostle, I just wanted to add, on the lines are open. But I wanted to add on, as you were saying, the testimony of Jesus, and which it is the spirit of prophecy. And a lot of people, if you turn to Revelation, the 19th chapter, verse 10, and a lot
yeah.
of you know, some have issues with prophecy, but the Word of God says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. So the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
So it's the word of God. It's the will of God. And, you know, so it's self-explanatory, and it seems like the enemy get people to turn against what God wants most to be exemplified in their lives. Because the true church knows that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, and the true church lives in us. So I just want to encourage you to adopt that scripture in your spirit. And don't
Amen.
Get away from prophecy. Run toward it, because you want the testimony of Jesus to go forth. You want the word of God to go forth. So you should run toward prophecy. You should run to hear the voice of God. You should run to it. You should covenant it. You want to be able to give the testimony of Jesus. So just with that scripture alone, it has a, you know, a lot of power, a lot of weight in it. And I'm going to yield. The lines are now open. Is there anyone on the line that may have a comment or even a testimony or want to just give God some praises or comment on what the man of God had brought forth to your ear gate?
Okay. Well, God bless you. And our prayer calendar for today is humility. That's Titus, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. Our tomorrow is compassion. Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. On Saturday, responsibility. Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 5. On Sunday is contentment. Philippians 4. 12 and 13. Amen. On Monday, faith, 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Tuesday, a servant's heart, Ephesians 6 and 7. On Wednesday, hope, Romans the 15th chapter, verse 13. And when we come back again, God willing, on next Thursday, we're going to be dealing with patience. It says, well, I'm going to go ahead and read humility for today. It says, God, please cultivate in me the ability to show true humility towards all. And on next Thursday, it says, patience. God, strengthen me with all power so that I may have great endurance and patience. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter and verse 22. Amen. If you've been with us on tonight and you have heard some wonderful things and you wonder, what must I do to be saved? What is it? How can I get some of that that Apostle Clark Richardson is talking about? What is, how can I get closer to God? Well, it's God's desire that you have the desires of your heart, and you get that by confessing with your heart. You can be saved. You can put yourself in a position to be saved and to have everlasting life. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we offer to you, my brother, we offer to you, my sister, everlasting life through Christ Jesus. And so if you are looking for that and you want to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior that we've been talking about, you want to desire the perfect and the best gifts, then we're going to ask that you will repeat after me. Father God, dear Jesus, I love you, and I do believe that you exist. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you were crucified. I believe that you spent 3 days in the earth and that you rose again with all power in heaven and on earth. I believe that I can be saved, oh God, because I surrender myself unto you right now. Father, I repent of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Make me white as snow. I believe that I am saved by surrendering my will to you, and I surrender my heart to you now. I desire a relationship with you. Dear Jesus, my Savior. If you said those words and you said it with sincerity and you mean it in your heart, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Welcome into the kingdom of our dear Lord. See, they are proclaiming your name, man of God. They are proclaiming your name, woman of God, boy and girl of God, right now in the heavenlies. We on the earth don't know how to give the same kind of praise like they are in the heavenly, but rest assured that God heard your prayer and he's accepted you into the kingdom of your faith and the kingdom of his glory. You are sanctified. You are set apart. And we want to make sure that because you've made that profession of faith with your mouth and believed it in your heart, that we want to make sure that two things are going to happen. First is that you can continue to receive that word of God and receive the word that's going to be able to strengthen you. So we need to know where you're at, what city you're in, what state you're in, so that we can lead God and direct you toward a church that's going to help to build you up in your most holy faith. And if you don't have a Bible, the Kingdom Guards and the Kingdom Builders have Bibles and MP3 players with the Word of God on it to make sure that you are able to have at your access the ability to study the Word of God so you can show yourself approved unto him, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly or righteously dividing the Word of truth. So God bless you. Continue to call into this number. There's also the Kingdom Daughters and Woman of God. Would you go ahead and give that information?
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone. Kingdom Builders is now having a monthly empowerment meeting every first Saturday, and we will be doing the empowerment meeting at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th Avenue. And that's in Gary, Indiana. So I want to encourage you, if you feel like you need to be empowered, you need to be loved on, you need to be encouraged, we encourage you to get someone, call somebody up, and join us May 5th at Living Way Christian Center. We'll be there every month, the first Saturday. Now, in June, we'll be at a different location, but from then on, we'll be there every first Saturday. So we're excited because God has put a mandate on Kingdom Builders, on Kingdom Daughters, and even on you yourself. So what we want to say, if you want to contact us, you can email us at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Also, I've been telling you the websites are under construction. We have three websites that's about to be released. We have Kingdom Builders Plaza, Glory to God. We also have the new Kingdom Daughters website and Kingdom Builders website. Kingdom Plaza, Kingdom Builders Plaza, will have all the products and services that you'll be able to go to the website. If you want to get oil, you want to get, it's going to be a lot of products and services. And when you order through that website, you'll be sowing into the Kingdom Builders ministry. And also, I want to thank Sister Doris for sowing into the ministry. She's on the line, and I just want to truly thank you for sowing, because of people like you, we're able to stretch and go a little bit further. So we want to thank you and Sister Marlene for sowing into the ministry.
Amen.
And also, I just want to just give God glory, because that's what we're all about, pouring into someone else. And it's not about us getting this and getting that, but as you sow into Kingdom Builders, we're sowing into people, and we're sowing into purpose, and we're sowing into praises. praises Amen. Of God. So I just want to make that announcement. And even as the website is being prepared to come up, we also will be providing a credit solution services. So if you have credit problems, we will be able to provide that service for you. I am so encouraged. A lot of times we can't do what we really want to do because our credit is all jacked up. Well, God has put a mandate on Kingdom Builders, and we will be starting a site here in Gary, Indiana, also in Chicago, Illinois, and also in Michigan. So Amen. We give God the glory for that because we're stretching out on faith. And if you heard this broadcast and you like what we're doing, I just want to encourage you to sow a seed. It doesn't matter how much. Just sow a seed of faith, and we certainly are keeping you lifted up in prayer, you, your family, your loved ones, and I just want to make that announcement. And if you have accepted Christ today, truly send us an email. You can also contact us at 586-914-1251, and we'll be glad to pray with you. We have Evangelist Hannah, which is our program director. She'll be more than happy to pray with you as well. So we have several others. And if you listen to the broadcast, join us. The first Saturday of each month, we'll be lifting up the name of Jesus. We'll be doing different events. And we also will be doing community empowerment. So we are officially an outreach ministry. And I just wanted to say that, Apostle, did I miss anything? Is there anything else that we need to say? I want to cover you with a word of prayer when you are about to close.
Okay, I'm really done. We thank you for the announcements and for the opportunity once more and again to go forth and to be, hopefully, we've been a blessing to those that are listening on today. We encourage those of you that are listening to give us feedback on Facebook. Give us feedback through this ministry. If you're calling on the telephone when we open up the lines, give us a word or two. Let us know what's going on with you. Drop us a line at Carlton Clark Richardson at yahoo.com. And we'd be glad to answer or get back with you concerning anything that we have talked about. We also encourage you to visit the previous podcast that we've done. We have a large variety of podcasts for the Warfare Hour. And you can just click on to any Thursday and listen and be blessed. Go back and listen to previous podcasts. Review your notes and share your information with others. Go out there and invite someone else to come next week. Invite someone. If we've been a blessing to you, that's how you bless Warriors for Christ. Tell others about us. We are studying, trying to give you what God insists that you have. And we've been really blessed to continue for several months now. We pray that we'll continue blessing to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Evangelist Anna, if you're able, can you cover Apostle in prayer? Amen. Maybe she have her phone muted out. Well, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor, Father, for truly we are vessels of honor that you have given to your people. And, Father, we ask you right now that you would just touch Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson with an extra anointing. Father, that you would refresh him even the more, Father, all that he have poured out, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will replenish him, Father. Father, Lord God, we thank you that you're keeping him protected from any hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Lord God, that the peace of God is ruling him. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that he's walking in his kingdom dominion. And we thank you, Father God, that his household is blessed, his wife is blessed, Lord God, and every single thing that he touched, Lord God, we call it blessed. And we thank you, Lord God, that every place that he step his feet, Lord God, that you'll give him the land in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus trickle down from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. And as he have sown, Father, in words of the word of God to your people, Lord God, that you would bless him like never before. Whatever vision, Lord God, you've given him, whatever strategic plans, Lord God, that you've given him, we thank you, Father God, for the manifestation. We thank you, Father God, that his home is protected, those grounds is protected, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that you're doing miracles. You're doing miracles, signs, and wonders through the man of God. And we ask you to bless the warfare hour and the warriors for Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing it as we have asked. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we bind up any backlashes, any retaliatory spirits. Satan, you are a liar. You have no power or dominion. We thank you, Father, that we walk and we reign in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Is there anything else before we close out? Thank you, Jesus.
No, not unless someone has something else to say. We just thank God for the opportunity, and God bless you.
Amen. Well, God bless everyone on the line. And truly remember that your assignment here on this earth is to be the testimony of Jesus Christ. And it is the spirit of prophecy. And just ask God to be Lord of your life. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.